101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is 9:04, and we are joined on the phone for a community conversation by our Washington County Veteran Service Officer, Kurt Rush. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. How are you today?
You know, I'm doing all right, and it's, I look out the window, and I'm thinking, well, this is a kind of day that Kurt and I typically talk, a little dreary out there.
Well, you know, it reminds me of my former first sergeant, who one day walked into the office and he said, why are you all wet? And I said, well, first sergeant, it's raining outside. And he said, you got to be like me. I can dodge raindrops. Dodging raindrops kind of day. Well, good morning. I'm glad to be on with you. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. We've got some veterans information to pass along this morning. Where do you want to start?
We do, yeah. So let's start with Veterans Day. That's by far the biggest thing coming up, and I think it's important to kind of talk about that and get some of the details out there, especially with everything that's going on this year. Everything is different, so I want to inform people accordingly. I've got information on a couple of Veterans Day events. I have not heard from many of the groups that normally do the Veterans Day events simply because I think everything's in the air, and people aren't really sure of what to do this year. The primary Veterans Day event that happens in Washington County, where I think they get the most attendance, would be the one that occurs in West Bend. That is still scheduled to occur on Wednesday, November 11th at 10:45 is when it starts, and 11 is when actual honoring of Veterans Day occurs, and then there is a speech and some discussion after that. But 10:45 a.m. at the Veterans Plaza in West Bend, which is the old courthouse or the Historical Society, depending on what you call it, the event organizers are going to be working with local law enforcement and leadership to make sure that they're doing this all safely and to make sure there's no problems. So details could change slightly if that does change anything. But they just wanted to let everybody know that they are trying to put this together as long as it can be done safely.
All right. Sounds good.
Another event going on, I did hear from the Vietnam Veterans of America in Newburgh. They're planning on holding their Veterans Day ceremony, which they normally do at the exact same time. They normally do it on Veterans Day, but because it's a midweek day this year, they're planning on holding it on the Sunday previous to Veterans Day, and that would be at 10:30 a.m. Of course, if details change there, also let you know. Typically, if weather is really, really bad, and I mean really bad, we've certainly stood out there in the snow before, but really bad, then they do it at the firehouse right in Newburgh.
All right.
Okay. So those are the two that I have, the two Veterans Day primary events that I have information on. Reverend Jim Schleif will be doing witness trees this year, and that is to recognize the epidemic of suicides in the veteran community, 22 a day. What he does, if you haven't seen this over the last several years that he has been doing it, he provides some words of wisdom, a short ecumenical prayer, and discusses the issues of veteran suicide that are well within our community and every community, and then to recognize that in a very visible way, we hang 22 blank dog tags to represent the 22 veterans each day that die from suicide on a tree. And so this year he's doing one event in Hartford each day leading up to Veterans Day, and one event in West Bend at the county courthouse, the Herb Tenney's Government Center. So the Hartford event is going to be occurring at 9 a.m. each morning from November 1st to November 11th, and that will occur at Burned Park. And the courthouse event will be occurring at noon each day, and that will take place right out in front of the Herb Tenney's Government Center on Highway 33 or Washington Street, depending on which way you look at it.
All right. And again, just a reminder, we do this before every military holiday, but just once again, to just explain the difference for folks between Memorial Day and Veterans Day and other holidays.
Certainly, yes. So Veterans Day is about currently living veterans, veterans who serve their country, answered the calling to serve, and survived their service and are living in our community today. That's what Veterans Day is all about. Memorial Day is about veterans and service members who have died. So Memorial Day is a day of remembrance for those that either gave the ultimate sacrifice or served their country and have since passed. And Veterans Day is for those living veterans. So it's appropriate to say Happy Veterans Day to a veteran. It is not appropriate to say Happy Veterans Day on Memorial Day.
All right. Sounds good. And you talked about the event coming that's going to be going on outside the Herb Tenney's Government Center. This would be a good time to mention that that's where your office is.
Well, that's exactly right. So, yes, we are located at the Herb Tenney's Government Center, which is the western part of the building of the courthouse where court is occurring. I always have to give that caveat because there's a few courthouses in West Bend or former courthouses. So right. We're at 432 East Washington Street, and we're in room 2006. And if you enter off the parking lot on the west side, that is already the second floor. So we're just inside the door to your left, and that is in West Bend here, and we're happy to have you. So we have walk-in hours. We would prefer an appointment. If you can call in advance and set up a time to meet, that guarantees that we'll have time to chat. But if you just need to get your driver's license done or just need to get a copy of your DD-214, you can certainly walk in for services, and we will be able to assist you.
You want to give them that the phone number, Kurt?
Oh, absolutely. Our number is 262-335-4457, 262-335-4457. And we do have a very high call volume. So as I like to remind people, if you do get a voicemail, please don't be offended by that. Just leave a message, and we will give you a call back. Most of the time, it's within a very short period of time that we'll call you back and make sure to get to whatever you need.
All right. Sounds good. What else is on your list this morning, sir?
Well, we got two other major items to discuss. Number one is flu shots. If a veteran is using VA healthcare, now there's a couple of caveats here, but if a veteran is using VA healthcare as a healthcare that they're active in, a system that they're active in, and we've got about 2,000 veterans in Washington County that are utilizing VA healthcare, they are able to go to a retail pharmacy. That is a specific retail pharmacy, not just any retail pharmacy, but a retail pharmacy to get a flu shot. And the VA will cover that cost. So we have flyers here at the office. I have it electronically. I'm happy to email it out. I know I've sent it around to a few different folks within the veterans community and civic service groups to get it out. But we've got flyers from the VA that show kind of the billing information and all that stuff for vets. And we're trying to get that out to all of the retail pharmacies. So if you're a veteran who uses VA healthcare and you need a flu shot, you can go to a retail pharmacy for free and get one. There are several in the area, and there's also a link that we have sent around to find the different retail pharmacies that the VA uses already. But it's at no cost to you, but you got to make sure that you bring along your VA healthcare card, your ID. And it wouldn't be a bad idea to also bring along a copy of this flyer that we've been sending around to make sure that they understand how to bill the VA for this.
Sure, but that'll save you a trip to a VA clinic or the VA in Milwaukee, which I understand is still pretty much closed down, right?
That's true, yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up. The VA in Milwaukee is, for the most part, closed down. It's open for emergencies. You can go to the emergency room there as long as you do not have coronavirus. You can go there for coronavirus if you call in advance and let them know that you're symptomatic and you need help. But for general medical care appointments, the VA is not just open to anyone. You can call and make an appointment with your primary care, and they will, in most instances, be able to get you scheduled. Although I believe that if you call up for a flu shot, they're going to direct you to one of these retail pharmacies. And the pharmacies are places you know. In most communities around here, it's Meijer Stores, it's Pick and Saves, Those are the retail pharmacies that can help you out.
Sure. And again, we should mention there is the program out there. We've talked about it before, where in certain cases you can also see a non-VA care provider if you meet the criteria.
That's right. You can. Yes, you have to meet the criteria for it. And that is the first and foremost, being involved with VA healthcare and having a primary care doc down at the VA. But you need to make sure you fit that criteria, but you also need to get all of those outside of the VA procedures and appointments set up through the VA. They have to be scheduled through the VA. You can't just go out and schedule a doc appointment privately and then expect the VA to pay for it. It doesn't work that way. So if you have any questions about that, you're always welcome to call us. Let me give the phone number one more time. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Our phone number, 262-335-4457, 262-335-4457. It's perfectly okay to give me a call or shoot me out an email, ask me those questions. We'll get you in touch with the right people as best we can. In most instances, an open communication with your primary care doc down at the VA is going to solve a lot of your problems here.
All right. What's next?
Well, one last thing I think we want to talk about is the Gingerbread House and charitable giving around the holiday season. So a big question we get a lot is you know, I want to do something for vets. I want to do something for a needy veteran family. How do I do that? And then there's a silence on the other end of the phone. There are some good ways to do it. And what we do here is any veteran family or needy veteran with children that is looking for Christmas gift assistance, things like that, we direct them to two places primarily. One would be the USO in Milwaukee, the USO of Wisconsin. I think there's only one USO in the state. And also we direct them to the Gingerbread House. The Gingerbread House locally is a wonderful organization, very generous, and they are the primary source of, you know, holiday spirit for children in needy families that need a little bit of holiday support.
And the reason
I would strongly recommend donating, giving your time, talent, resources to those organizations first, before trying to go out on your own, because sharing those resources in a big way with those organizations will go a lot further to helping veterans and other families in our area than trying to just give to a singular family.
Right.
We do have a policy here, and it's a VA-wide policy, but we're accredited with the Department of Veterans Affairs. We are not allowed to give out veteran information to you if you call in. So we do often get phone calls, hey, I'm looking for a veteran in need, and I just want their address, and we'll go over and give them a Thanksgiving dinner and some holiday gifts. I can't do that, regardless of how much I'd like to give you, the name of a veteran to help them. We just cannot do that here. So please use those organizations. That's what they're there for, and they do a wonderful job.
And again, your office is just not equipped to handle those things. You don't have a big bin for toys and a distribution network and any of that. All these existing organizations already have that.
That's exactly right. You've got, Capco in Ozaukee County. You've got Toys for Tots. You've got the Gingerbread House locally here. You've got all sorts of wonderful organizations that are doing a great job of this. And we don't want to reinvent that wheel. And it also puts us in a strange ethical position where we're picking and choosing who to give things to. So we don't want to be put in that position either. And it's best done through these agencies that are already ready to do it.
Washington County Veterans Service Officer Kurt Rush, anything else on your list this morning, sir?
No, I just really appreciate the opportunity to talk to all of your listeners and share this information. I just want to encourage you, give a call if you need any services. We are handling appointments over the phone as well as in person, but obviously in this day and age with the pandemic raging, we'd prefer to do phone appointments if possible. We can get you taken care of and keep you safe.
All right, sounds good. And let's give them the phone number one more time.
That sounds great. Our phone number is 262-335-4457, 262-335-4457. And we encourage you, just if you don't get us on the phone on the first call, don't worry about it. Just leave a message. We will get back to you in all likelihood same day. Okay?